Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. All right, Mondays after Sundays, we have our colleague check-in. Today, we chat with our guy, Rick Doc Walker, host on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. What's up, Doc?
Fellas, you know what time it is.
Doc, what's up?
I heard you doing some post-game. What was the vibe from the listeners and callers?
Well, guys, as you well know, I have the toughest job in America. And when you do cleanup with the burgundy and gold. But the past couple of weeks, man, it's been awesome because it reminds me back to 81. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing right now is the beginning of something that could be really special as long as they stay focused. And it's boring, and I know a lot of people, a lot of the listeners are cringing, but it's Fab Five, the Big Uglies, the Goon Squad. It's interior play. We beat people because we beat them ribs up. We break ribs. And yeah. So if you punish your opponent, and again, it's the Cardinals, and we did what we're supposed to do, but it's been so long that we fail so often that it's exciting to see these young guys come in, and Kingsbury to come back and really put the exclamation mark on his departure. I thought he was awesome.
Hey, Doc, you know what's not boring? 30.2 points per game through the first 4 weeks. That is not boring, my friend. I don't care if it's all rushing, all passing. If you're putting up over 30 points per game,
it's tough to lose.
You're saying our fan base, our fan base, a lot of them have they've broken down.
Yeah.
And they have succumbed to all this garbage. Winning sometimes is boring. But when you get that quarterback, and we got a guy now who's not an egomaniac, he's actually trying to become a world champion. And you can see it. And you guys have illustrated it brilliantly. So now what we got to do is just keep protecting, stay hungry, and just keep putting our pedal to the metal because we're just at the tip of this thing, man. This could be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And just looking at some of the numbers yesterday, the biggest one which jumps out at me is 449 yards. When your team puts up 449 yards, it's incredible. They had 29 first downs in the game. You're talking about passing and running balance, 216 yards rushing, 233 yards passing. Jaden Daniels with only 4 incompletions on 30 pass attempts. Cakes brought up the yards per pass, 7.8 yards per pass. I mean, just incredible offensive numbers. I think we're trying to get Doc back on a different line.
Is he back?
Doc, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
I hear myself.
No, you're good.
I've got a lot of revive going on.
What do you think about the offensive line? Because they were...
Love it.
You know, that was one of the units that we kind of questioned based on last year. But they added a couple guys. They obviously drafted Coleman. And so we didn't really know much about the chemistry of these new guys. But, man, the last couple weeks, they've been really good.
Yeah, I'm so proud of Lucas. He's a guy who's never started.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't give up on himself. Coleman is developing. He's coming. And our interior is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I'm here.
Are you still getting reverb or no?
Doc? Yeah, it's a little bit competitive, but this is where experience comes in.
Okay, all right. I know you can handle it. All right, question.
Oh, yeah, I'm built for this. Chaos.
What has impressed you most about Jaden? For me, it's just his poise and his sort of humility.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you nailed it. You know how it's amazing because I was in Houston on the sideline at 212, and I remember watching Robert, and you know, we all went through that, and it was like a whirlwind. It was a tsunami, but it wasn't sustainable because mentally you got to be built the right way. This kid has that. Beg your pardon? Yeah, a little bit.
Somebody talking to him in his backyard. You want to just, hey, why don't you just call him? Why don't we just call him? All right, we're going to call you, Doc.
You're going to reacquire Doc Walker.
So Doc's hearing reverb, and if you don't know what that means, it means he's hearing himself.
It's
like echo.
It's very tilting.
It's
tilting when it happens.
Just get him on the cell.
Yeah. We'll just call him and get his feedback. I want to also ask him.
I think that's a good analogy because the numbers, if you look at it, between RG3, at least through 4 games, somewhat favorable, actually, to RG3 over Jaden Daniels, but it was a different vibe. Like,
oh, totally different vibe.
It was tsunami all versus just expected.
Yeah. Hey, mm-hmm. Doc, this is better.
Yep.
This is better.
You guys threw the kitchen sink, and that was a blitz.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy.
It's all good, man. You persevere, Doc. It's what you do.
So,
hey, man, I'll never let you guys down, man.
Hey, no. Dude, he's used to working with Linnell. He can get through it.
Yeah, you can. What
and the rooster. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's true. Very good point.
I got so many comments. The offensive line, as we touched on, they've been unbelievable. Jaden's been unbelievable. How about McNichol stepping in for Eckler and just that overall running attack that we've got every week now?
Well, you know, that's a great point. I think Eckler, for a lot of people that don't follow AFC and don't follow West Coast, mm-hmm. he's the best player on the team, in my opinion. He is unbelievable. I mean, we get a nitwit call on a return, or he would have come out of the block with 99 yards and a return. Mm-hmm. Every time he touches the ball, he is a threat to score. He's more dangerous than Daniel, which is amazing to me. And to be able to come in and plug and play, it shows you Anthony Lynn. We have so many studs on the staff. And you have to remember, when you get this many people that have been in charge before, it shows off. You have a much better staff. You had the Walking Dead a year ago. Now we got life mm-hmm. on and, that sideline. Yeah. We got a good staff. You got players. And now they're hungry. When you get a taste of this, we lost our first five with Joe. When you start winning and you come back, I guarantee you that airport was packed last night. Wait until these kids are here. They were gone last week.
Right.
People are going to be all over them. I mean, we got video from Arizona. I posted some of these lunatics, canines that were there. They traveled from California, and they sent me video. It reminded me of the way it was, just like that. Mm-hmm. And it's because of that interior play. Because Dorrance Armstrong, we were dying for somebody to step up front. And the big boys gave you more pressure, and we got results. Luvu, you can see guys' chin. They've been coming at it, but now they've got their landing punches. And again, it'll just get better because it's intoxicating. Mm-hmm. Once you start getting the support and you feel good about yourself and our fan base, which is nuts, it's going to eat these guys alive, man. It's going to be like being down at Tech and Sandman's playing.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, and this thing is going to catch fire.
And, Doc, getting back to the running game for just a second, what a hard-working grinder, kind of under-the-radar just performance in the first quarter so far by Brian Robinson. He's top 10 in carries. He's top 10 in the league in yards. He's tied for 7th with rushing touchdowns. He chips in the receiving game. I mean, he's upped his average per carry from 4.1 last year to 4.7. I mean, he's kind of an unsung hero on that offense.
And he runs violently. He yeah. runs like a guy like Joe Witt Jr., the way he describes things. This guy lives it. He proves it. And he is the best is yet to come. I'm still waiting for him to get 25 carries. Mm. I'm still waiting for us to just murder somebody at the line of scrimmage and just keep going. I'm not going to be content until I see him get 25. Hmm. And that we just, you know, just pulverize people. Because the guys we have up front are built for this stuff. And the tight ends, and you guys mentioned it earlier, and God bless you for doing that, our receivers block. Mm-hmm. There's a reason they got rid of people here. Everybody's got a block in order for us to win. And when you get a place kicker, we went from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now we score every time we're in the zone. That propels you. Hell, Mark was the MVP on our team. People don't realize that. I told Mosley the other day when I saw him, I said, Slim, that means we failed and you bailed us out.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that guy comes on the field as an offensive player, that means we failed. And he bails you out. And it gives you life. And so we ought to really be encouraged by what's going on now and no major injuries. It's exciting, and we deserve it.
All right, let me give you the cautionary red flag, the thing that's been bugging me. And I'll be honest, I was stunned yesterday that we were able to stop them as often as we were. I thought Kyler looked out of sorts. I think an underreported story is Cliff dialed up some, you know, he talked to the defensive staff, obviously, and gave him some mm-hmm. things maybe that Kyler wasn't comfortable with because nobody knows him better than Cliff. But We are getting gouged up the gut, and it's continuing. We gave up 181 on the ground yesterday, and I know it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We won by 30, whatever, but it kind of does matter. And
it does matter.
This is an issue, and it doesn't seem to be resolved yet. And I can't – I think I'm getting to the point, Doc, where I can count on this offense. I still can't count on this defense. I'm still not a believer.
Well, and there's no reason for you to at this point, but understand, Bobby Wagner had his best ball game. That quick twitch, it was there. And our D-line, that they didn't show maybe the results, but they got pressure. Mm-hmm. They were active, and the ends had been dormant, mm-hmm. and you got some results. Trust me on this. Now, you're also going against a guy who's probably more dangerous than Jaden. You're going against a guy who's the second biggest threat with his legs in the world. So I'm pleased with what we did. We can get better, and we'll have to. But there were some guys on the defensive side that, believe me, I was like, oh, okay. And don't forget, the best player you have over there is still coming off a foot injury. And he hadn't had a setback. And that's really important. Don't sleep on the fact that you don't win the Big Ten Player of the Year. This kid, a lot of people say, why didn't we get an offensive lineman? Because this dude's a freak. And he was available. And believe me, we'll be talking about him in volume once he heals. And he hadn't had a setback. Because this dude has some Aaron Donald-like qualities. Mm. Once the game slows down for him and he picks this up, we'll come back and we'll talk about this. And it'll probably be over a cold, frosty beverage.
Doc, you know, it's early. We're only four games in. Long way to go. But just kind of based off of the start, looking at the rest of the division, you know, Dallas has struggled this year. Philadelphia, I mean,
I can't do it.
They've got you can't do what?
I can't do it. I can't go where you're going.
I'm just asking you. Look, that's just the callers are all over it.
I'm so focused right now on I'm a nervous wreck because Cleveland, people will start thinking that we're better than somebody.
All right.
And I want to stay right where I'm at in this tunnel.
I don't know how to handle it. I don't know how to handle this success.
Yeah, I just want to be right here until we devour the Browns at home in front of the home crowd, give them a little bit of this of what they witnessed, and just stay focused because I know where you want to go, and I'd like to go there too, but every time we do it, we end up getting our heads chopped off. I just want to just stay in the moment, and let's see if this is real because you pointed it out. We got a lot of work to do defensively. We got a lot of work to do offensively.
Mm-hmm.
We can be better than they showed yesterday. That's the frightening part.
Hmm. What are defenses going to do? I can't imagine they do much more than what Bowles did in week one. What are defenses going to do to try to slow down Jaden?
Depends on who you have on your team. See, you judge pro football teams based on their front office mm-hmm. and making decisions. If you overpay people, you'll end up with a big payroll and a bad record. I love paying people, but you got to get – what do we get out of it? You got to get the results. Otherwise, you failed. And we failed all over the board. It was the worst organization in the league. Worst coaches, worst ownership, worst everything. So to be where we are now, based on how bad it was, is amazing to me. People just don't realize how bad it was. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, I don't think the average person realizes what a wreck situation this was. That's why you have 30 new players, the most of the league, for a reason, because it was garbage. Because you had these lunatics running the program. So what they've done right now is short of a miracle. And that's why if they stay in the moment and stay hungry and humble, this could be one of those stories that we talk about forever.
Mm. It's been fun so far.
It'll be like 2-12.
Oh, let's hope.
Well, but that was a fun year. But hopefully this is a lot more sustainable.
Yeah, a year. Mm-hmm. A year.
Yes.
A year. It should have been a decade.
Yeah, we need. Right. That's what we need now.
I'm banking on a decade
now. Continuity.
I don't have that many decades left.
Yes, you do. You're killing yourself. Killing yourself every show.
All right, Doc.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, man. You guys keep kicking ass.
All right. Thank you, Doc. You too, buddy. Thanks,
Rick Doc Walker on a Victory Monday.
I know he doesn't want to talk about it. about the, you know, winning the division? Because the division's not daunting like it usually is, but he's thinking about it. I know he doesn't want to talk about it, but he's
thinking about
it. It's
in the back of his mind.
Well, we can get into it more next as we go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. Don't go anywhere.